Hi guys, so welcome to another episode of my podcast. This is season 2, episode 1. I thought since it's been a while since I've recorded a podcast episode that I would just give you some general updates. So last week, we picked up 3 7 to 8 week old kittens. They're now 9 weeks old. They're so adorable. I love cats. A lot of people think that cats are boring, but that's full-grown cats. I'm talking about kittens, which are the younger version of cats. And kittens have a lot of energy. So if you like animals that have a lot of energy and you don't want to get a dog, then you should get a kitten, because kittens are cute. And kittens, they do sleep a lot, but they also play. I mean, I watch the cats that we have. Their names are Sammy, Coco, Lily, and they're always playing. They're also always sleeping. Lily's probably the one that sleeps the most. She's probably the laziest one, I have to say. I think she's the most lazy. Not because she's lazy in general, but because she's always the one to start sleeping, and she always wakes up last, and she's always the one playing a lot. Well, actually, I think Sammy plays more. Sammy and Coco play a lot. Coco's kind of like the onlooker, so if she sees Sam, like, play with the toy, she'll just start playing with it, too. She's kind of like a follower. It's kind of funny. They're just really cute. I mean, I wish I could show you a picture. I have a great idea. For the cover, for, like, the picture for this episode, I will make the picture of the three of them. So, by the way, Sammy is the boy, and then Coco and Lily are the girls. Coco's a tortoiseshell, and Lily's a gray tabby. So look for them in the cover photo for this episode, because they are so cute, and I love them. It's kind of sad, though, because I'm trying really hard not to get too attached to them. Because if you're fostering an animal and you get attached to them, you kind of feel crushed after you bring them back to the shelter, right? Well, that's kind of the hard part. And the thing is, I'm not even the one taking care of them. My sister wanted this originally, so my kids be with them and do whatever I want. And yeah. So besides that, let's get into our topic of today, which is motivation. So how can you motivate yourself, you might be asking right now? Well, here's the answer to your question. Sorry for my kind of dramatic enthusiasm. I'll try to reduce that. Well, how can you do that? Well, what you have to do is you just have to make sure that you are somewhat relaxed, because if you're stressed out, it's definitely not a good idea to try to motivate yourself when you're stressed out, unless you're really good at recovering from being stressed, and not everyone is. So I don't recommend trying to motivate yourself and making goals for yourself when you're frustrated, because that's probably not the smartest idea. I'd say how to motivate yourself. I've already said this already, and I kind of feel like I'm repeating myself. So if I'm ever repeating myself, it's because I'm trying to think of a point that I want to make to the audience that's listening. So that's the only reason why I repeat myself. It's not because I want to annoy anyone. It's not because I have some problem with repeating myself. It's just because I want to emphasize something. So yeah, as I was saying before, or as I was trying to say, you can motivate yourself by just making a whole list of goals. Just write a bunch of things that you want to improve. Do you want to improve not getting stressed out so much? Do you want to improve your organization? Like, do you want to be more organized? Do you want to try new things? Do you want to, like, start practicing badminton outside every day or twice a week? Or do you want to start exercising more, because it's been kind of hot this week, but in the morning it's cool, so if you're like out for a run at like 6:30, it's really nice. And yeah, so just motivating yourself can really mean anything. It can be anything from reading a lot of books to just doing things outside, like watering, or just doing more chores around the house. Like, just helping your parents. Just help your parents. Help your parents do laundry. I don't know. Just do something that will make them happy. Because I'm pretty sure that any parents that are working from home right now are somewhat stressed, and they probably could use some help. Or just help your mom make dinner. I don't know. Just try baking something. just try baking a pizza. Just bake something simple like that, okay? Okay, that is my homework assignment for all of you. I'm just kidding. I'm not assigning homework. It's an optional homework assignment. You will not get a detention if you don't complete it, so don't worry about that. I don't know where all this weird humor is coming from. I think I'm just doing this as I go along, which is, I guess, kind of nice. So yeah, if you haven't noticed that once I start talking, I kind of go a little over the line of my enthusiasm, so don't mind that. Okay, let's try to wind things down a little now. Okay, what else about motivation? Oh yeah, so motivation also has to kind of do with your brain. So if you tell yourself that you can get good at something like badminton, if you tell yourself, if I practice badminton 5 times a week, I'll get good, you're gonna get good because you're gonna be telling your brain that, and your brain's gonna realize, okay, if I do this every day, 5 times a week, I'm going to get good. Now, if you tell yourself that you're not gonna be good at something, you probably won't be great at it. Now, maybe one day you'll just get lucky, but that's luck. That's not thinking psychologically, because a lot of these things are psychological. Whatever you tell your brain will process and it'll assume that, like, that's what you should do, okay? Mind over body, people. Your body might say, I'm weak, I can't do this. Sometimes you need to push yourself, okay? Now, if you have really sore legs, don't go out for a 3-mile run, but don't just sit around the house doing nothing. That's basically what I'm saying, okay? Never overdo something. If you have a really bad headache, don't run, maybe walk, or just rest, okay? If you're not feeling good, do not go and do a whole vigorous workout, okay? Just don't do that. It's not good for your body. But if you're sitting on the house, you're like, I don't know what to do. You know what you should do? You should go outside and read a book. Not only so your brain can get smarter, but you'll also get vitamin D, okay? I don't know how many of you have gone to the doctor lately, but a lot of doctors are recommending that kids should take vitamin D supplements. Well, you know what a great way to get vitamin D is? Going outside. Just standing outside in your yard gives you vitamin D. Going on a walk, going for a run, just being outside gives you vitamin D. Literally, that's how you get vitamin D, people. I mean, it's really easy to get it. It's not just by taking a gummy supplement, it's by doing things yourself. Okay? Your body's amazing. Your body can get all these nutrients and whatever stuff it needs just by you going outside. It's pretty cool, right? Yeah. It's also pretty mind-blowing. Back to the psychological point thingies. So, science has proven. Now, I know that this sounds cringy, and it is, but science has proven that if you tell yourself you can do this, or if you smile more, you will automatically feel more satisfied. I know it sounds crazy. You probably heard so many times when you had a really bad day at school, take a deep breath. You're probably thinking, well, that seems really stupid, right? Well, it might seem stupid, but you know what? It actually helps you calm down. Okay, maybe not after the first breath, maybe after like the 20th breath, then you feel better. And also, like, a lot of people say stay positive. Okay, well, that might, to some people, they might think, oh, that's a great motto. Other people might think, well, what's that supposed to mean? Well, it might sound a little bit silly, but it actually, science has proven, that if you tell yourself to stay positive, you will most likely stay positive. If you tell yourself to stay negative, you'll probably stay negative for a while until you change. Okay? People can change. You cannot tell someone how to act. You can't control someone. You can't tell people what to do. You can't tell someone that they can't be mad or sad or happy or whatever, but you can control your own emotions. You just can't control other people's decisions and emotions. So that's an important thing to know. Anyway, I'm trying to think of what else to talk about. God, it feels like it's been a really long time since I've done a podcast, so maybe that's why I'm rambling. I hope
that this is all helpful, though, and I'll also try to talk slower, because I know that
sometimes when I get talking on something, I can talk fast, and sometimes it's hard to understand me, so sorry about that. I'll try to minimize the speed of my talking, of my voice. Anyway, another thing about doing things, if you're bored, you know what you can do? You can make a list of things to do when you're bored. And one day, I was reading for like at least an hour and a half, and I wasn't really doing a lot of things. Like maybe I was hanging out with the kittens and watching videos on YouTube. Yes, that sounds productive. Well, to be honest, it's not really productive. I wasn't really being that productive that day. And so my mom said, I want you to go outside for 45 minutes and do something slightly physical. And you know how I reacted? I was like, that doesn't sound too fun. And then once I did it, I actually was like, that is a great idea. I should do that way more often. So what I did was, I made a list of 25 things to do when I'm bored to do outside. And you know what I did that day? I did chalk in the patio. I did this like ninja line thing that we have. I lifted weights. I did squats. I played badminton with myself. Yes, I played it by myself. Doesn't sound too fun, but when you're bored, anything is fun. Not staring at the ceiling, but things that you normally wouldn't think of doing are fun. You can also just do anything that's, I don't know, you can read a book outside or just do something outdoors, okay, people? I also drink water. Drink a ton of water. You need to drink a lot of water. And if you're not good at drinking water, I recommend filling up a water bottle and refilling it up at least once. So have like two or three full bottles worth of water if you're not drinking like multiple cups of water. Because you're supposed to drink 64 ounces of water. And if you're not meeting that, you're not drinking enough water. And it is a lot of water to drink. 64 ounces of water, that's a lot of water. That's just a lot. I mean, you need to drink 8 bottles worth of water to get you 64 ounces. So, it's gonna take you a while. I mean, there's no such thing as drinking too much water. I mean, well, I guess there is, but I'm sure nobody's going to be telling you, you're drinking too much water, okay? So just don't worry about that. Speaking of water, I'm gonna drink some water right now. Oops, the cap isn't open. Sorry about that. You can hear me drink water. Ah, so satisfying. Sounds like I'm doing ASMR on a podcast. I'm not doing ASMR on a podcast. Speaking of ASMR, I used to be obsessed with that, but I kind of just got over it. I don't know why. It's not interesting to me anymore. But hey, for anyone who likes it, good for you. I'm glad that you can handle all the eating sounds, which I never liked. Things like crinkling stuff like this. Well, now I was kind of doing ASMR just now. Anyway, let's talk about something else. We already talked about motivation. We already talked about updates and stuff. Let's talk about how to talk nicely to yourself. Like, how to respect yourself. Okay. So, I'm sure you've heard many, many times from teachers and parents and many other people, you should always treat other people with respect. You should always be kind to other people. You should treat others the way you want to be treated. You should also treat yourself nicely too, okay? Don't say mean things about yourself. Don't say, I'm stupid, I'm dumb. That's not gonna get you anywhere. It's just gonna make you feel worse about yourself, and pretty soon, you're gonna feel really insecure. I mean, the people that are insecure are usually the ones like motivating themselves or just, you know, like trying to make themselves feel better. You shouldn't have to get to that state, but if you do, make sure it's positive and not negative. Because
it only makes it worse, okay? I do not recommend that you start, just don't be negative towards yourself. It's not a good way to go. For sure not. And I'm not just saying this because I know, I'm just saying that because people have gone through this and it doesn't turn out well until they learn it the hard way. And yeah, so bottom line is, tell yourself that you can do something if you are having a hard time with it, and just keep trying, don't give up. I mean, the day I went outside for 45 minutes, I told myself, I'm not going inside until I hit the birdie 10 times in a row. And I did not go inside until I hit it 10 times. That's how motivated I was. I was up there for like 25 minutes or 15 minutes just trying to get... I was trying to hit the birdie 10 times in a row. It took me a really long time to do. But if you're really motivated, you can do anything. It's kind of like if you're really tired, but then you build all this adrenaline, you have so much energy all of a sudden, it's like you could pick up almost really any heavy object. It's amazing. It's amazing how strong the body can really be. So I think that finishes off episode. I really hope that you found this helpful. In the next episode, I'll kind of cover more topics. It won't be so random and just kind of like, I won't make it so spontaneous. I'll think of something to talk about. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. And again, if you don't have the app Anchor, download it now, because then you can listen to my podcast. I have heard from people that you can also listen to podcasts on Spotify. I don't have Spotify, so you can't listen to me on there yet. But if I do get it, then you'll be able to. So just make sure to download the Anchor app, search The Life of Teenagers, and it should pop up there. So again, thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.